Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, beloved. I'm going to bring you now another special. Next week we will begin our series again on holiness, and I believe we're at part 3 of holiness. But if you've got your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Luke, the 6th chapter. And we're going to focus in on verse 38, but we'll start from verse 37. And what's interesting is Jesus is teaching here. I love the way that Jesus does teach. It's his Sermon on the Mount. He's talking about loving his enemies, loving your enemies too. But then comes a title in my Bible that simply says, Judging Others. It says, Judging Others. And look what he says in verse 37 of Luke, the 6th chapter. He says, Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you won't be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Now watch this. That's all he says. He doesn't go into it. He doesn't give you examples as many ministers and preachers do. I do all the time. I give examples all the time. It helps us understand, I believe. But Jesus didn't think you had to do that. He simply said those words, Judge not, and you won't be judged. Don't judge other people, and you won't be judged. Simple. Full stop. No need to carry on. Don't condemn, and you won't be condemned. Forgive, and guess what? You will be forgiven. That's what he says in verse 37. And then in verse 38, he begins talking about giving. And he doesn't spend ages on it either. He says this, Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. It will put into your lap. It will pour into your lap. For with the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. In other words, the measure of giving that you give, it will be given back to you. I think it's wonderful that when you think about this, Jesus was talking about giving because Jesus knew how important giving was. If you wish, Jesus was an itinerant minister. He was going around all over the place, speaking to people. Well, he had to be fed. He had to pay his taxes. He had bills to pay. And yet the money came to him. You know, I actually love the way different Bibles put things, you know. And I want to go now to the New Living Translation Bible. Real quick. Because I think it's so important that we look at different versions as we're bringing God's Word. And so we're going to go now to the New Living Translation, and it says this. Give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full. Pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Now, Jesus is trying to show you something here. He's saying to you, it's so important that you give. It's so important that you make a decision that you are going to give. And oftentimes we say, that you should give into the ministry that is feeding you. So in other words, if you're listening to this radio station and your life is changing and the Lord is changing you through this ministry, it means that you're getting fed. So like you walk into a restaurant, and as you walk into the restaurant, you sit down and you eat. Now, what if you were, well, this is brilliant, actually. Thank you, Lord. What if you were to walk into a restaurant? I want you to imagine this restaurant right now. You're walking along the road and you see this restaurant, this beautiful restaurant. And it says, come eat. That's all it says. Come eat. And you think, that's a weird name for a restaurant. Come and eat. And you walk in and you find all the tables and the tablecloths and the cutlery. And it looks like an amazingly fine dining restaurant. And you sit down and the waiter comes up to you and gives you a menu. And you look at the menu and there are no prices on the menu anywhere. And you think, oh my goodness, this has got to be very, very expensive. But actually, I'm hungry. So you both sit down. You may be with your partner, your wife, your husband. You sit down and you think, yeah, I'm going to eat. The storefront says, come eat. That's what I want to do. So you look at the menu and there's beautiful things on the menu. So you order whatever it is you want to eat. And as you sit there, you're thinking, oh, the bill's going to come. I wonder what it's going to be. I wonder what that bill is going to be. I was watching a TV program yesterday on a restaurant, a 2-Michelin-star chef. And the narrator was saying, to eat in his restaurant, it's £100 a plate. It's around $150 a plate. And I thought to myself, I won't be eating there. But on this restaurant, there is no price. So you're still wondering what's going to happen. The food comes up and it's glorious. The food is just magnificent. Best you've tasted in a long time. And when you've finished, you sit there and you call the waiter and you say, can I have the bill, please? And he says, yes, sir. And he comes back and he places your bill in front of you. And on it, it says, pay whatever you want. Or pay nothing at all. That's what it says. The bill says, pay whatever you want or pay nothing at all. What would your response be? Now, I want you to be absolutely perfectly honest with me. Well, you can't talk to me, but you know what I mean. So there's your bill and it says, pay whatever you want. Would you stand up and walk out of that restaurant and not pay anything? If your answer is yes, that's fine. I'm not going to condemn you. I'm not going to criticize you. No way. You don't have to pay. Why should you? So there it is. Pay what you want. Or don't pay anything. Would you walk out of the restaurant and not pay anything at all? Or would you look at your beloved, your partner, your wife, your husband, and would you say, actually, I'm going to pay something. I've got to pay something. And your partner looks at you and says, well, what do we normally pay when we go out to eat? Well, $30? $35? $60? $40? Okay, let's pay what we would normally pay, but add a bit more, because it was superb. So you therefore, you pay that particular day in that particular restaurant, and you give them a gift of $75. Why? Because you've been fed. Simple as that. You've walked out of that restaurant satisfied. Well, I ask you this, beloved, and you know where I'm going with this. I ask you this. Nobody, but nobody, will ever tell you that you have to pay to listen to Worship Radio 247. That will never happen. But do you feel in your spirit the Lord saying to you, you know what? You've just received my word. You've been worshiping me. Do you feel you ought to give something? Do you feel that it might be nice to make a donation? And that's all we ask, beloved. As simple as that. That is all we ask. This particular radio station, Worship Radio 247, is not funded by any big churches. It's not funded by any big ministries. It's not funded by anyone except us at this moment. And to give you an example, between us, we have paid around £140,000 to begin this radio station with equipment and everything else. Call it £100,000 in round figures. That is what we have put into this service so that we can bring you Worship Radio 247, because we felt that is what God wanted us to do, and we still do. We still feel the same way. We feel this is what God wants us to do, and we will continue. I had a note from that lady who sent us a donation, and she simply said this: may God continue to bless the work of your hands as you continue to provide this service. Miss A. Adelaide. And we are so grateful to you, Miss A. Adelaide. I wish I knew your name. So grateful. And we thank the Lord for everyone who donates to Worship Radio 247 online. And we do get donations coming through, and we are so grateful, so grateful. Martin and I don't take a salary at all because we simply can't afford to take a salary. The well has run dry. This restaurant is continuing to function. But up until this point, most people have left the restaurant without paying a penny. And no one said anything, and no one will. But what we say to you today is Jesus is teaching on giving. And he is saying, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. Can you understand those blessings? That's because he loves you. And if you send Worship Radio 247 a gift, he's going to return that to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and pouring into your lap. How will you respond today? How will you respond, beloved? What would be wonderful, and what we desperately need, are people to make a commitment that they will pay whatever they want to pay, whatever they choose to pay, whatever God tells you to pay, whatever he whispers into your heart to pay, a monthly donation. You can go to the website, www.worshipradio247.org, and you can click on donate, and it will take you to this page, and you'll see that you can make a one-off payment, or you can check the box that says monthly, and a monthly donation would be so helpful because it would make us know how much is coming in per month. But the choice is yours. And I want you to pray, beloved. I want you to pray and say to the Lord, Lord, what would you have us give to Worship Radio 247 online? May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Now. and forevermore. Amen and amen.